It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the jerk for assuming my dog sitter is available?
I mean, no.
I guess.
Maybe.
Let's see what Erica wrote into the show today. You can always send in your Am I the Jerks. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com, or you can slide into our DMs.
Mm-hmm.
We got one on Facebook yesterday. I can't wait to use later this week. It's crazy.
They're all crazy, bro. They're moral dilemmas.
They are. This one, Erica wants to know if she's the jerk for assuming her dog sitter is available. She said, I have two dogs. I hire a woman I met at the gym who has a side business, dog sitting and walking dogs.
Okay.
So she walks them for me while I'm at work and dog sits them when I'm out of town.
Bet.
I texted her last week and told her, I booked my flight for spring break. I need you to dog sit the last week of March. She replied and said she's been too busy at her other job, is taking a break from dog sitting, and can't do it.
Oh!
I was surprised because she hadn't mentioned any breaks, and I depend on her for dog care.
Mm-hmm.
But she said she couldn't do it. Dang. Every doggy daycare is booked now because of spring break.
I can see that. Everybody traveling, nobody bringing the pups.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah, no kidding.
Erica. So as Erica wants to know if she's the jerk for assuming her dog sitter is available and just booking her flight. She booked the flight without booking the dog sitter.
Yeah, how you gonna do that?
I don't know. But if you always depend on somebody and they're always there for you.
They're old, reliable, and they've never let you down. Of course, the one time where you assume they're, of course, going to be good, they're not.
Yeah. So now she's got to figure it out. She wants to know, well, hold on. Am I the jerk for assuming my dog sitter is available? Because, yeah. Dog sitter was not happy.
She might have to cancel this trip.
This is awkward.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if someone hit you up and there was like, hey, I'm booked. You got this handled for me? And you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Handle what?
Oh, my gosh.
But that's your side business. So, I mean...
But that's the thing. It's not her friend. It's not the full business.
The side business
is not going to always be there.
Right. And it's subjective to availability, right? Uh-huh. Like if you're doing it when needed is one thing. If you're always available, that's another thing. But when you say you're not, they got to respect that, right?
Uh-huh. Am I the jerk for assuming my dog sitter is available? That's what Erica wants to know.
I wonder if maybe it's on the business owner, right? The dog walker.
You think?
Yeah, because normally if you're going to be modifying your hours, if you're saying you're taking a break, I think it might be within reason to reach out to your clients and say so that this doesn't happen.
Because
then, you on the front end, because now, listen, the end of March is going to be here ASAP.
Yeah, right.
Right?
You're screwed.
And you got nothing to do.
Nothing.
You're not going to leave the dogs at home. You might not even have the option to lateral and ask a friend or family member to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
The people that might help you out are going with you, maybe.
And people book trip, but people do book stuff all the time
and then
figure stuff out later.
Right. I mean, you don't want to miss that price. You know how tickets can be. You miss it one day and all of a sudden the price is double for the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that she saw the price of the ticket to wherever she was looking to go and went, oh, I got to buy now.
And I'll just tell my dog sitter I'm going to be gone and my dog sitter's got this, but then the dog sitter's like,
no,
I'm busy.
I don't got this.
Bruh. This is a side job.
I'm on the fence.
I read somewhere, by the way, you know how we call it a side hustle? I read somewhere we need to stop saying that and just call it what it is, a second job. We're actually doing ourselves a disservice.
Really?
And it's an election year, so it's okay, you know, not to get bored. But like, a side hustle. No, we're working too many jobs. Let's call it what it is. That's what I read, and I was like, fair enough. A lot of people love their side hustles, but just wanted that noted.
Yeah, I feel
that. We should change. That's making us feel better about how many jobs we've got to work.
Never thought about that. Because yeah, you could have 15 side hustles. No, you got 15 extra
jobs.
15
jobs.
Dog.
Think about it like that.
Think about it like that.
Is Erica a jerk for assuming her dog sitter is available? That is the question.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Erica wants to know if she's the jerk for assuming her dog sitter is available. She booked her flight for spring break and then told the dog sitter, I need you, the last week of March. The dog sitter was like, yo, I'm busy. I can't do that.
Yeah.
So now she's upset and wants to know if she's a jerk for assuming her dog sitter is available. Let's start with our girl, Amanda in Racine, one of our regulars. There you go, Amanda.
On fire.
All right, Amanda, what do you think? Is Erica a jerk?
Yeah, I think she is a jerk, honestly.
Really?
First of all, you can never assume or expect anything from anybody. If anything, you should do the opposite and actually have backup plans. Assume that they're going to cancel. That's how I do things.
Good thinking. Good thinking.
Most people don't operate like that. And come on, let's be honest. When have you ever hit up a dog sitter and have them been, I'm taking some time away from my job?
What? I have. Al, you saved me from my trip to New York City last year when you recommended Rover.com. Because I had three friends cancel on me.
That's
so eventually
right.
Went to Rover and you saved us.
Nice.
You know what?
You're welcome. I forgot that I saved your life. You're welcome.
Perfect example right
there.
You
just saved my life.
Rover, nice. You found the dog walkers. Hey, thanks for calling, Amanda. Amanda says jerk.
Have a good day.
You too. Dog, somebody on the text said, not the jerk. If you're a dog sitter, you should be available whenever somebody needs it.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I gotta definitely agree. Think about the different price points that can happen when you don't book that flight that you found for $200. Mm-hmm. The next time you get on that website, I can guarantee you it's going to be $300, $400, if not more. You got to take advantage of those deals.
The reason that I say jerk, though, is because if you have something to care for, you have to make sure. Like, imagine your kids. Oh, they're not somebody's child care. You wouldn't be like, you're supposed to always be available because I need you. You wouldn't do that with child care. Why would you do that with dog care? You wouldn't say to your sitter, you have to be there because I need you.
I need you here this day. You can't not be in town right now.
Well, Sharita's in Milwaukee. Let's see what she says. Hi, Sharita.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Good morning. I say she is 110,000% a jerk.
Oh, I thought she was going to say not. Dang it.
Come on.
All right, talk to us, though. Why do you say that?
She is a jerk. Allie just took the words right out of my mouth. I don't have any pets, but I have kids.
Yeah.
And the number one rule is you secure your babysitter or your dog sitter, in her case, before you book the trip or you take that dog with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's your responsibility. And maybe the dog sitter might have kids or, you know, might be in school and she's using this time to take her spring break, too. She is entitled to take a vacation as well.
That's true. I didn't really consider the fact that maybe the dog sitter is also going on a trip somewhere.
It's her spring break, too.
It's everybody's spring break.
Let her live.
Right.
Come on.
Just don't go to Miami because they don't want y'all there. Oh, dang, Sharita. No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I still tend to disagree, man. When those deals hit, you're not always thinking about what you're going to book for the babysitter or the dog sitter or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you're thinking and you're making plans, you go, all right, plans are set. Mm-hmm. Now let's figure out the rest of the logistics. Now the trip is set. Now we can build around it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, she's going to have to, and she's to get a new dog sitter is what she's going to have to do because she assumed this woman was available when she wasn't.
Or have a backup plan. And DZ, don't you have kids? Like,
yeah, we got two.
Do you secure a babysitter before a trip?
Come on.
Do we secure a babysitter before a trip? In the moments that we've had, and I'll tell you a specific moment, we booked and started planning a trip before we asked our babysitter, which is family, obviously.
Yeah,
but
right.
We had a cruise planned, and we had it already set up, and we knew we were going, but we hadn't already figured out what we were doing with the baby.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So I can't say that's going to be an every time, but I'm also confident in the fact that we're going to be able to find somebody to take our dogs, take our pets, you know, take our kids, take whatever. I wouldn't have this problem. You know what I mean?
Yes,
Erica,
you would.
Erica doesn't.
You're going to have it now that you said it out loud. Well, you just put it in the universe.
True. Ain't that the truth? Now that I said I won't, I will.
You're going to need a dog sitter and a babysitter in the near future and be like, never mind.
Auntie Allie.
I'll pick it up. Fine. I'll do it. But the whole time I'm going to remind you of this moment.
Say less. I'll take it.
All right, Sharita, thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
She was funny.
She was. Dawn's last but not least in Oak Creek. Hey, Dawn. Erica wants to know if she's a jerk for assuming her dog sitter is available.
Did you bring a broom?
Definitely a jerk.
Oh, sweet.
Without a doubt. And you know what?
Without a doubt. I have dogs. I have two dogs. And okay. I've done both. They go to doggy daycare, and they board at the doggy daycare. Okay. I also have a pet sitter that comes to my house.
Okay.
I can never assume. I've had both where the doggy daycare, I thought that they would have room for my dog.
Was full.
They did not. So you can assume that people are able to take care of you, especially when it's not a business really of hers. It's not her full-time business.
Mm-hmm.
You can't assume that they can take you. If a business that I regularly go to doesn't have, they're at capacity and I can't expect them to take my dogs, I wouldn't expect a person to be able to do so either.
Fair.
And it's something else to really text someone and go, I booked my trip. You got this?
Yeah.
How awkward now for the dog sitter. Like, I'd be so uncomfortable if I was a dog sitter. Now I got to tell them no. Like, I'm sorry, now I'd feel bad, and I'd have nothing to feel bad about.
She didn't give her the chance to say no by saying, hey, it's booked, I need you.
Yeah.
Now, the courteous thing would have been like, hey, I'm booking, even though it's already booked. Are you available? But because
exactly.
I need you.
Well, and honestly, what I was going to say was what Sharita said was, as a single parent, I've gone on trips with and without my kids, and when I go somewhere, when I went to Mexico, that was my weekend.
Right.
I had to call my ex before I booked it and make sure he could take care of them. But do you think I booked it before?
No.
Hell no. Because otherwise they would have been home alone.
They would have been sleeping at Theo DZ's house.
You're the one sitting.
That's when I come in. I got him.
It's all coming full circle. Hey, Dawn, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye.
So there you go. It's a sweep of jerk today. It's a sweep.
I think y'all are wrong, but whatever.
Fine. Let it be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.